we're going to now keep going on with our lectures on corporate liability. And we're going to talk tonight about liable parties, which parties will be found liable in the event that there is a piercing of the corporate veil or some other breaching of the limited liability context. What are the directed responsibility and what is the scope of liability? Who are the liable parties? Liable parties, because a corporation is an artificial person, it can be held both criminally and civilly responsible and liable for actions carried out on its behalf. And as a result of that, the corporation can be found liable, and so can the parties that take the action. Directors are personally liable for breach of their fiduciary duties. So are officers for that. And if they result out of negligence, they can be held accountable. If they result out of willful conduct, they will be held accountable. Shareholders who seek losses for business deals that never materialize, they must prove that the failure to consummate the deal rests squarely within the misbehavior of the director or the officer. This comes down to the business judgment rule, and you just don't breach that that limited liability concept unless there's a reason. It's got to be a breach of fiduciary duty, as we discussed before. The core responsibility of directors under the business judgment rule is to weigh the risk against the reward. As long as they do that responsibly and are doing that in the best interest of the corporation, even if it proves not to have been, because of the fact that market conditions or some other factor came in that wasn't not only foreseeable, but that they were trying to get a reward that was big, and as a result, they took a risk. That's okay. As we discussed last time, the business judgment rule oversees this. And what the business judgment rule is a case law driven provision that says that where there is not willful misconduct, where there is merely the taking of a chance by a director or an officer to try and get a reward, and where due diligence is used, that is acceptable. And the business judgment rule says we're not going to question, and the courts aren't going to intercede in that limited liability context unless there is egregious behavior. The burden of proof is on the party trying to challenge this. It's not on the director to prove that they were doing something that was legitimate, that was fine. It's not on the officer to say, hey, listen, I was just taking a shot to try and maximize return. The business judgment rule says it's got to consummate waste on that. It's just not something that they thought about doing. It's a risk versus reward scenario based on they did everything that they could to kind of analyze this and they took a chance. And society wants, as we discussed before, innovation, creativity. They like risk takers because risk takers lead to big rewards. That's why you have a corporation in the first place. It's why you invest with limited liability so you can take those risks. Remember, before you had corporations, people were all individually liable for whatever risk they took, and they wouldn't take any risks. Well, corporations were developed so businesses would take risks in order to get rewards. And as a result of that, the business judgment rule protects directors, shareholders, and officers as so long as due diligence is used, that they use their best judgment, that they didn't breach their fiduciary duty. It protects the officers or directors, keeps courts from interceding, and it doesn't protect when their authority is exceeded. So if I'm doing something I was told not to, if I didn't have that legal authority to do it in the first place, I'm a low-level employee and I sign checks of the corporation to try and invest in this great deal, guess what? I don't have the legal authority to do that. And the business judgment rule doesn't protect me. If I'm the secretary of the corporation, I don't have the right to just go out and start a new division of the corporation. That's not my role. If the CEO does it, that is his role. But if the secretary or the treasurer does it, that's not their role, and they've exceeded their authority. You're not entitled to do it. Ultra vires activity where you do go beyond the scope and exceed your authority, business judgment rule does not protect you. Liability of the parties, of directors, it's a fiduciary role. And who's your fiduciary? The corporation itself. That's who you owe your duties to. It's not to the shareholders, it's not to the other directors, it's not to the officers. It's not to your customers, it's to the corporation itself. That's who you owe your responsibility and your fiduciary duty. As long as you use good faith and reasonable care, you're protected. You're not going to be held liable. When you go beyond that, however, in cases such as fraud, you could end up being responsible and held liable. Conflicts of interest are also a no-no. They're a breach of your fiduciary duty, and you do it intentionally. You do it intentionally with respect to fraud. Fraud is an intentional misrepresentation. So when you do that, you will be held liable. But if you're using reasonable care and you're trying to use your best judgment, the business judgment rule, you're taking prudent actions, you're not irresponsible. That doesn't mean you don't take risk. Risk is acceptable. Risk is sought. Risk is part of innovation. It's part of success. I believe that it was Thomas Edison who said, the person who never took a chance never had a chance. Well, you got to take a chance in business. That's part of building the corporation. But you don't take unnecessary or irresponsible risks on that. You don't turn around and say, you know what, tomorrow we're going to spend all of our corporate assets on lotto tickets. That's not responsible. And that would not be viewed as a prudent, ordinary person's way that they would use the business assets. If you turn around and say, you know, I really think space science is a great investment. We ought to invest on a mission to Mars. That might not be prudent, but it could be viewed as an investment that could pay off big time. And if you're in a aerospace industry, for example, you know, you're Lockheed Martin, building spaceships might be something that you could justify under the business judgment rule. Okay, if you were manufacturing, you know, like ice cream cones, maybe not so much. So everything is based on its source, is based in its context. At the end of the day, if a reasonable, normal person would say, yes, not a risk-averse person, but a reasonable, ordinary person would say, yes, that could end up paying off, then the business judgment rule is going to protect you. Sarbanes restrictions. You can't break laws. If you break laws, you're going to end up being held liable. Same thing with liability of officers. Liability of officers and agents occurs when they are accused of torts or crimes that they either intentionally commit or commit recklessly, those things they're going to be held responsible. officers can't take advantage of an opportunity that the corporation should be taking advantage of. You can't compete with that. That's a conflict of interest, and you can't do that. Again, you can't break the law, and it comes down to one question, as we told before, over the issue of liability. Did the person breach a fiduciary duty? If they breach that duty of care, if they breach that duty of loyalty, then they're going to be held responsible. If they didn't, then they're going to be protected by limited liability. Liability of third parties, we talked about this briefly last time. Shareholders enjoy limited liability, as do directors and officers. That's the whole concept of a corporation. A corporation is civilly liable to a third party if one of its agents does cause injury, just like a person is. Because what are they? An artificial person under the law. Generally, they're not liable for economic consequences from a decision made in good faith. That's what a corporation does. That's what the very concept of limited liability is. They are generally not liable to third parties for poor decisions unless you can show a breach of fiduciary duty. If it's so patently unreasonable, the issue of buying lotto tickets, then they might be responsible. But if it is something which is just, hey, we're going to take a shot at this, you're not going to have liability. Criminal liability attaches when they commit crimes. If people commit crimes, they're going to be liable. And that's where it begins and ends. That's the end of third-party liability. We'll turn around next time and talk about insider trading. Big no-no. Don't do it. See you next time.